太阳我也，太阳我也。Bold and firm, please take a stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb.
Greetings, friend, and welcome to Trumpets of Truth International Boot Camp Part 3, called Enter In by Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. The first thing you must come to understand as you enter God's military base is that here you are accepted and loved. No one cares about your looks. No one cares about your accomplishments. No one cares how good or how bad you were. All will change in boot camp anyway. In fact, you will begin to see that you personally have absolutely nothing of value to offer anyone. Every talent, all of your abilities, everything you were, no matter how good or successful, was tainted by the world and has your fingerprints all over them. You did your things your way and with the world's thinking. No matter how great you were in the eyes of man, to God all the attributes you have and all you ever were was unclean and not to be looked back on with pride. After you were born again, you must start over. You must mature and develop as a soldier of God in holy and pure conditions, and you have to be raised up in a godly environment for your gifting and talents to be clean and worthy of God's use. I'm not saying God didn't have a hand in your worldly training. Your desires were put there when He created you. But you must hand what you are to God and let Him teach you how to use it for His purpose. Here's a thought for our old warriors. If holiness is absolutely required of all of God's new recruits, and we know it is, how much more so does this apply to His warrior priests? You are ones His holy government is comprised of. You must certainly maintain your separation from the world and its Satan-influenced thinking, entertainment, and trends, or be found guilty of tainting God's system rather than establishing it. If this be the case, and you are part of these things, then you have become entangled with the world. It would be better for you to back out and be counted as the least in the kingdom of God than considered by God to not be part of it at all. Think about this. You don't fool God. He sees and knows everything you do. I speak to those of us in office as well as the rest of God's people that form the structure of the mountain. We must be good examples for others. Here lies a key to success. God lives in a holy mountain and will not dwell in an unclean one. We bring on our own defeat by our disobedience and uncleanness because we cannot accomplish anything without Him. He is the vine, we are just branches. Without Him involved in all we do, there is no fruit. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Let me explain something about His robe. And we're going to refer to the diagrams of your spirit, soul, and body here, which can be found online at our website. So you can understand now that as a new recruit, when you left all of your worldly goods outside the camp or base as instructed, you enter the gates spiritually naked. For this reason, Jesus covers you with a part of His robe of mercy, righteousness, and grace. Dare you make that robe unclean by exposing it to the filth of the world during those times you are off the base or have business in the world for some reason? Dare you taint the Lamb of God with unclean activities? Dare you taint the other warriors that also share His robe? You must be and stay separate, clean, and uncompromisingly holy for many reasons. You must be responsible to see that your personal environment stays perfectly clean. No off-color jokes in your ears. No worldly music, games, or books should be where you stay or on your person. Jesus is in you. He wants no part of those ungodly ways. So again, let me make the point. God is not interested in anything of your past skills, mental achievements, or reputations. Now you can better understand why He is only after a clean vessel. You see, God uses nobodies so He can be somebody. Did you ever wonder why God chose you? Do you ever feel like you had nothing to really offer Him? Have you ever felt entirely unworthy of serving Him and His people? Well, good. That's exactly why He will choose you. 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 29 says, "For consider your calling, brethren, that not many were wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are mighty. And God has chosen base things of the world, and things which are despised, and things which are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, that no flesh should boast in His presence." See, the Lord can more readily use those that don't feel worthy or believe in their own qualifications and that they have a very poor self-image. Why? Because these do not walk in pride and they have nothing to prove. This kind can learn to trust His righteousness, depend on His grace, and trust His thoughts easier than the self-confident. Their confidence is in His ability through them. Nothing is impossible for Him, so they know they can do all things through Christ, who they can trust will give them strength to accomplish whatever. His grace is sufficient for them. When you truly understand the Christ in you, you will be unafraid of life's challenges. When you fall short of your goals, be it working in the gifts, your job, or whatever, you won't be discouraged. Practice getting out of God's way better and let Him do it through you. Acknowledge to yourself and others that all success is because of Him, and if there is failure, it's for a purpose. Failure and defeat can help the overly self-confident recruit grow, for instance. You can do all things through Him. Nothing is impossible when it's Him through you. The Word says you will do mighty exploits through Him. You can even do greater works than Jesus did when He was on earth because, as a body, united with God in each of you, you form the most formidable army that ever walked this earth. You are Israel, with Lord Sabaoth in you and operating through you. You must stay in formation and in rank, however. If you try to operate on your own, be the lone gun, you will fail. As our old saying goes, the banana away from the bunch gets peeled. Truth directs. All you need to succeed is to have a solid knowledge of truth so that you can recognize God in a thing. For instance, if what you are attempting to accomplish calls for compromise, meaning operating in gray areas, you will know that's not God. He doesn't compromise. Truth directs your path and is always holy and white. Thank the Lord you can even trust His mercy to forgive you if you do misjudge what He wanted you to do. How can you lose through God? If you humbly admit you are wrong when you are, He forgives. James 4:6 tells us, "But He gives more grace. Therefore it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And in James 4:10 we see, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." He is our husband, father, and friend, all rolled into one. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Therefore, let us boldly approach the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." God's gift to humanity is those that think they are somebodies. See, this type of new recruit, and even some that have been in the camp for a while, are the direct opposite of the nobodies that question why God would want to choose them. These wonder why He hasn't. They are impatient to be leaders and are very confident in their own ability to lead. They know who they are and are proud to be who they are. In their minds, they are somebody. And for the most part, they see those around them as nobodies. They mock others and are always pointing out their faults. They see themselves as mentally superior, and in their estimation, they should be in a place of leadership where they can fix the rest. They are always ready to give advice to whomever, whenever. They can counsel much better than the counselors God chose. Just ask them. These may be highly skilled in the world's eyes. Their past education may give them quite a reputation with those they have shared their glorious escapades with. But again, all has been taught and tainted by the world, and they can only minister from their soul man to those that will listen to them. The Holy Spirit will never operate through your intellect. He is a spirit and will only minister to others through your spirit man. Other endearing attributes of the somebodies are as follows. They are never wrong, and if anything good happens, of course they did it. They need applause. They are used to walking over those they perceive as in their way. So look out, brothers and sisters. Why is God not going to allow this kind to ever succeed? Because He reserves the right to manifest His own works through the nobody so He can be somebody. The warriors are His workmanship. You see, Jesus must train His warriors to depend on Him and not on man's intelligence or ability. Why? Because in the end time, when the last trumpet is blown and the last bowl poured, it will be His gifting and His ability that will preserve Zion and New Jerusalem. The people must know who to turn to, who to follow, and whose voice to listen for. Jesus said at John 10:27-28, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of My Father's hand." God speaks through His chosen leadership. Remember the hand of God from our diagram? John 15:5 proves it's Christ in us. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in Me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing." You see, He doesn't want you to fail. This scripture makes no sense to the somebody, however. They have a very difficult time with the challenge of change because the world and its wisdom has raised them this way. The world teaches us nothing or no one should stop you or control you. "I did it my way" is their theme song. Submitting or yielding is not in their vocabulary, and they are power hungry. But God says at Zechariah 4:6, "It's not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit." Man's intellect will fail and be destroyed, but those dummies, the nobodies that just follow the Spirit, will be the protected and saved. 1 Corinthians 3:18-20 says, "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile." Meeting the challenge of change. It's 4 o'clock a.m. You're in man's army. You're in a deep sleep. Suddenly you awaken to a bugle blasting reveille. You jump out of bed wondering where in the blazes you are, or thinking you might be in the middle of a nightmare, only to realize you're not at home in your nice soft bed, but in basic training. You meet reality face to face as your whole life is changing before your eyes. The dreaded six-letter word flashes before you. Change. Boot camp is designed to bring about this unwanted force. As creatures of rituals and habits, we are repulsed by something new. We feel comfortable in our old surroundings and like the familiar patterns in our life. We must learn to adapt and improvise, however. Improvising is finding a way to adapt to unforeseen, unchangeable circumstances. It is using whatever is at hand to accomplish a task. It is accepting things and making the best of them. Another great word would be flexibility. It's having the ability to change rather than reacting with a mindset or preconceived idea. Those who refuse to change or adjust in God's boot camp are like dry clay on the potter's wheel. They have become ineffectual and are not and cannot be used for the intended purpose. Jesus says it this way at Mark 2:22, "And no man puts new wine in old wineskins, because the new wine bursts the wineskins, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put in new wineskins." The productive trainees are those who will allow the Holy Spirit through boot camp experiences to soften their attitudes and mindsets so the Lord can pour in the new wine of revelation. Now more than ever, you must be open to the new revelation God has released. It is not the time to become rigid in doctrines and religious traditions. This rigidity is the driving force behind a favorite weapon of Satan called legalism. Rigidity is not a product of love. It restrains, binds, and hinders God's people from growing in truth. Improvising, however, can keep you alive on the battlefield, and flexibility will help you stay up with God's plans and purposes for the end-time church. So let us not be afraid of change. Besides, the Scriptures teach it's line upon line, precept upon precept, and you go from glory to glory to become the image of God. Nothing in any of these Scriptures suggests not moving on to greater maturity. Isaiah 28 tells us, "Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breasts? For precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little." Again, we mature over time and become serviceable, but we must be willing to change. Way out there. Picture 100 miles of highway with every mile marked by a denomination or move of God. There are many people at each marker, and yes, God traveled that stretch of road many years ago, but guess what? He's way out there in front now. Think about it. A person bound in legalism and pride will comment that a person that is teaching things they don't understand is, quote, way out there. Indeed, if we follow the Lamb Jesus, we are way out in front. In fact, so far out there that the legalistic, blind eye of discernment cannot even see us. The inflexible, legalistic minds cannot even comprehend going on the narrow trail that leads them from the broad, comfortable, and well-used highway they are used to. In fact, it's a whole different time frame, and even a different season where Jesus and his followers are. Sadly, what is on this highway is the old church, lethargic, stale, and dying due to the religion and tradition of man. If they would listen closely, they could hear a pure, clear sound of a trumpet coming from those way out there. But it's truly very difficult to hear them over the clutter, confusion, and the mixed message being heralded from the disgruntled group on the highway. Total confusion, or babble, awaits the new baby Christian that many times finds its way to the highway that is the most easily seen. If allowed to remain there very long, it becomes the road to destruction for the newborn. But wait a minute. There are a couple of guys heading towards the spiritual baby. They are rugged and in full armor, with boot camp written on their backs and Yahweh on their helmets. Hey, it looks like the baby is choosing to go with them. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Zion Warrior.
Zion Warrior, Zion Warrior, bold and firm, please take a stand on my Zion with the Lamb. Armor's bright, sword is drawn. Please take direction from the new song. Zion Warrior, Zion Warrior, the Lord. chosen ones light the way. The nations follow to the new day.
Well, there you go, friend. That concludes this lecture, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to know more about us, visit our website at www.trumpetsoftruth.com. And may you be blessed in all that you do, in Jesus' name.